Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Indie Review Behind the Scenes, your Culture Shock segment. I'm Jamie, and hanging out with me is Michelle. What's up, Michelle?
Hey guys. Nothing much. Nothing much. I've had long days, just at the day job or whatever. So I feel like out of the loop. I haven't been able to write or read the way I want. And so I am so glad the weekend is here, and that is what I am planning to do. How about you? Now, you, on the other hand, I've been popping in and out of Facebook. You are so funny. I'll see you posting things about the segments you're watching, and
I
can't believe this is this or that. And then one of the ladies, right, one of the actresses, either liked something or retweeted something. That was cool.
I thought it was cool too. Like everyone on that show, almost like all the main people have liked or retweeted or something. Tweet I was involved in with that show.
That is funny because you're like, guys, you have got to follow Jamie. She's funny to me because I could just. She's like, I can't believe so-and-so, whatever the case may be. And I'm like, good gosh, she's going to get me to watch this show. But,
well, you'd
but
have
that's
to,
cool.
I would recommend that you not. Because it's not on, Netflix right now anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would recommend you watch the first one.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to, jump into that whole thing that was Cincinnati's No Hype Paraíso. And it's honestly this one is a lot darker than the original.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot darker. So yeah, if you're gonna jump into that, I would recommend starting with that one.
Okay.
It's
easy
just
a little
into lighter,
it, huh?
It's a little funnier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what
and
are you
going to
do when you finish? Do you have something else
I have no idea because you know what? It's these things, you never know. Some of the ones that I found that I was watching on Net, the original was 167 episodes.
Good gosh.
For the one season. And the first one a friend got me to watch was Maria Lo de Barrio, and that's 90 episodes.
Wow.
And
when
I started on Netflix now, Rosaria Tejada's, that's 60. So
incredible.
You never know how many episodes are actually going to be in them.
Do we know, who produces them? Are they completely in Spanish or...
Yeah, they're totally
in
Spanish.
Oh, okay.
They're made in Mexico and Colombia. This one's Fox Telecolombia, and it airs on Telemundo. Yeah.
Oh, Telemundo. Oh, okay.
I remember.
Oh my goodness. So you are just into it, guys. It's just I love it. It's funny, and it's because I know this is your muse as well. So.
Oh yeah.
Michelle's
not happy about. I'm sorry.
No, she's doing some disheartening things to the characters that I love. And let me just put it that way.
She has not even seen two chapters I have done yet, so I'm scared.
That's right. That's a little bit frightening because you've done enough. I can't even imagine what you've done, and you're withholding right now. But I do know.
Let's just say I put a certain character in an extremely awkward position.
Not, as long as it's not my Santiago. Guys, I love Santiago. It's like my book boyfriend, you know. See, she's wrong for this. She knows it's going to upset me. She must. When you're sitting there writing, you must know.
To do it.
No, don't blame.
Hey, I have no plan.
No, Santiago would never do that.
No, I had no plan. It just happened. And like I said, the main character has just decided that she's like off somewhere, like refusing to talk to me right now. So, yeah, a couple of others have taken over.
Her.
So,
I can't even go into the
she
things that Jamie has done.
She was talking to me and telling me what was going on. That's her fault. That's like the muse right there. No, not me.
No. And see, guys, those that are listening, I mean, I know you probably wonder when you hear a writer say, well, my character said this and they said that. It really is a thing to a point.
Does.
It's up in Jamie's case.
It's
up in Jamie's case. She's doing this all on her own. But,
No, I am not.
Joking.
No, I am not.
I'm joking.
Like I said, like book one, I did not plan for a certain character to be evil. That was not in my outline. That was not in my plan at all. That was like the only book I ever outlined, too.
Wow.
I did not plan for that to happen. You know, I mean, it's just like I'm just writing and the scene was happening and all of a sudden this one character is like, hi, hello, I'm evil. And I'm like, oh, okay.
You're like, oh, okay, that'll work.
There goes the rest of what I planned, okay.
What do you think that phenomenon is? I mean, you know, when writers actually just write something completely different than they set out to do. Do you
channel it?
I know
it,
we call it the muse. You know, I know we call it that, but it's really, guys, it's a weird feeling. It's only happened to me once where I just feel like, oh my gosh, I am such in a flow that I can't wait to see what happens next. But I've heard so many writers.
That?
Huh? Oh, it was
what
in night school.
That?
Kindred. And all the other ones.
Okay.
I pretty much had a thought in mind, and it just went that way. So
right.
I'm just curious, what do you think that really is? I mean, you know, we readers want to know. You know, is
honestly,
it just
I'm
yeah,
not
honestly,
sure.
Weird.
I mean,
and, it's just weird.
Some people
isn't it?
Believe
just
that we're like channeling like stories and music and.
I've heard that
things
before, yeah.
I don't know, that could be. I
right.
don't know.
You know,
it's
and
like
I mean,
mystery.
I know scientists have disproved that it's only 10%, but I do know that, you know, for the majority of the time, at a certain given time, we may not, be, you know, use all 100% of our brain, you know, in certain instances. So maybe a writer's tapping into some, I don't know, precognitive. I don't know. I'm going a little bit deeper than probably necessary, but
there we go.
I just wonder what that flow is. You know, because I've heard so many writers use that. They use that term, and they mean it. It is truly a legit thing in the writer community when they say their characters told them to do this. It's almost like another person, you know, is guiding them, you know. Now, I say that's an awesome story. When all of these characters come back, you know, and seek revenge. But see, you know, I tend to write more dark fiction. So,
oh, God.
Or horror. You
don't
know,
even
yeah,
talk
see.
About that because after some of the things that have happened in some of these stories, I don't even want to think about characters
karma.
Coming back for revenge because I would be in so much trouble.
It's author karma, guys. You know, if the characters actually, you know, came back. But, you know, that really is a cool story idea. Somebody out there write it, you know. All the characters come back and, you know, take the authors through some of their own designs. But anyway,
why
so
don't
what
you write
do you
it?
Think?
It could be cathartic for you.
What did you say? It would be cathartic.
Why don't you write it? Why don't
yes.
you write it? It would be like cathartic for you, you know. It's
yes,
like,
yes. See, I'm going to have to do a little fan
you can
fiction
the character after me.
Offer. Yes, I'm going to do a little fan fiction off of Jamie's work and just have Courtney seek revenge.
Oh, my God.
You know, sometimes I do, guys, when I talk to Jamie. When I talk to Jamie, I feel like that lady in Misery. Anybody remember that that old movie?
Oh,
you know,
God.
Woman kidnapped her famous, her author that she liked? I promise I'm not that
far. I can't even remember the name of the guy. I just watched a movie. I'm going to admit it. I just only watched the movie, like, the first time, like, about a couple years ago.
Yeah, I did, too. I did, too. Because the knee,
I can't really
the
remember,
knee thing kind of got to me.
It was a good movie.
That was kind of harsh. So.
Yeah.
I can't take that conversation, too.
We had that conversation one day because I was with CP while he was playing Dungeons & Dragons, and I was chatting with one of the girls there, and she was talking about how one of her favorite authors in the last book of their series, some character is going to die. She was like, and she didn't want to bring the book with her because of the possibilities of which character it could be, because she didn't want to, like, be on her vacation and, like, be all emotional for a book or whatever. But we got talking about that, and then I was like, oh, my God, if I ever did that, especially with a couple of characters, somebody is going to get her happy little butt over to Florida. She's going to find me
and say, what is this?
And we will have a mystery
situation. What is this craziness?
I will be sitting in front of a laptop, chained to a chair, and she will be sitting there, like, like, giving me the eye, like, this is not acceptable, Jamie.
That is funny. Oh, my gosh. I can see that, too. Let's rewrite it. No, backspace. But you know what? We're all saying this in fun, you know, somewhat. Somewhat.
Oh,
I am very serious. I do get into my books, but I wonder, you know, have you ever heard of, I haven't really heard of, you know, readers going really, really as far as, like, the Misery state. I've seen them do that for actresses and things like that.
Yeah.
But, as far as the author, now I have seen some that get involved in the story, and it does affect their day. or they get extremely angry, you know. I think it was, with the Harry Potter syndrome. I can't remember what the flack was, but there was some issues with that, you know. So what do you think? What do you think about that? I mean, what is the weirdest story you've heard, other than me, but of a fan and their book? I mean, what have been some of the weirdest things you've heard?
I don't know. I haven't heard any.
Yeah.
I haven't really heard any.
I mean, they're out there. I mean,
although...
I think book people are pretty much sane, but, you know. But I have heard of the... Oh, no, I don't want them to, you know, to kill, you know, my favorite character.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm never going to read this person again, that kind of stuff. So, but I think that's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but, you know, I always wonder how people like the man that wrote, you know, I can never remember his name. The Game of Thrones books. What is
George,
right? Yeah, him.
Yeah.
That's bad. I was like, I can't remember his name. How he gets away with just killing everybody, just literally.
I know,
I just get so mad. I'm like, no, this is just unnecessary carnage. But it is just so funny.
Guys, if I, like, all of a sudden disappear, it's because she just read chapters 11 and 13. Just saying.
Well, you see, nasty people, I am a reasonable person. But Jamie, when she sits down to write, she knows that myself and her other fans are going to read, so I don't understand why she put us in this situation.
I do not do it. Like I said, I mean, things are just like, there's actually been a couple things in this one that just, like, popped out. I'm like, oh, okay. All right, whatever. I'll go with this.
You're going to have to stop looking at that show. She was so sweet before the show.
But they fuel my writing.
They do, but So what are some other muses that you have other than the show? I love to hear when author, writers talk about what inspires them. So what are some other
That's really been the main one right now, and I'm actually, like, kind of surprised by, like, a couple of the parallels that I kind of have in there without actually having seen this new series start up yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I started watching what they were doing with this one particular character on the show, and I'm like, that's kind of how I'm doing with a certain character. Okay. That's kind of like a similar, like, mentality that they're getting.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, that's interesting. It was like, yeah, that's been the main one right now. Other times I've used, like, music. You know, sometimes
right.
I write with, like, meditation things and chants,
mm-hmm.
you know, playing on YouTube. That's actually, you know, fueled me a few times.
Wow.
I was actually surprised by that. And there was one time, I can't remember if, I think I might have been writing the third book, Rebuilding Me. I was
mm-hmm.
having, like, a little bit of an issue where I'm sitting there like, okay, well, what am I writing? And I had just happened to get a book by Christopher Pike called Strange Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Not long before. So I couldn't figure out what to write. So I'm just sitting there reading a little bit. And I swear, a chapter or two of that book before I started writing, and I was, like, in a flow for a while.
Wow.
It's kind of weird. And, you know? I mean, it's like, it changes, you know?
You know, with me, a lot of the times it's places, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know if that means I'm more plot-driven than character-driven, because I think of it, right, because, you know, I used to get confused with it. You know, people say, oh, I'm more plot-driven, I'm more character. And then they have all these other little designations. But it's places for me. You know, I'm thinking, wow, you know, there's a story here. You know, every time I see, you know, some place, I'm like, there's a story there. And so I think for me that's what it is. And I do love the people watch. You know, people are funny, you know, and, you know, when I'm in a place, airport or somewhere like that, and I just love to,
mm-hmm.
to just people watch. So I think those things fuel the fire and everything. But I know that you were reading a particular series. Did you ever finish it? I don't believe it was Dawn Sullivan's, was it? It was, I remember you were
reading. Oh, yeah,
reading
reading. I was beta reading a book of hers, yeah.
Okay. So I didn't know, because there was another series that you had mentioned that you were reading several of the books, and I was wondering, have you started something new, or you're still reading in that series, or what's going on?
No, I was reading a while back. I was reading her books with the shifters in them, and now I'm reading, now I just beta read a book in her other series, so. That's been the most recent thing.
What have you seen out? Do you know how back in 2011 and 2012, it just seems like you could really designate what people are writing? You know, paranormal. Anything it was just big. You know, you could see the big. And I really can't now. What do you see out there? It just seems like there's a mix of just different things. So I was just wondering, what are you noticing? What are you into now? Have you switched genres, or you're just kind of reading what interests you, or what?
I'm just reading whatever's, like, coming along that looks interesting right now.
Mm-hmm.
I just beta read that one, and I'm also reading a review book called Mindful Mornings about, like, mindfulness, and another book on the Akashic Records.
Why does that sound familiar?
I'm sorry?
I don't know. That sounds familiar to me, the Akasha.
Records. It's supposed to be like a kind of like a record of, like, you know, people's lives and stuff like that.
Just randomly?
Like
just randomly?
Spiritual thing. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, it's
okay.
Like a spiritual thing. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Well, I do need to get back into, I mean, I know I've been beta reading with your book. Pretty much that's all I've been reading. So I need to also mix it up some because you're hurting my feelings. No, I'm just joking. Guys, I'm joking. Jamie's an awesome writer. And the fact that I'm this invested, that shows how great she is.
Yeah, that she's that upset with me.
But I've been,
you know
what?
What's that?
Have I been upset? Oh, yes. Yes, I do remain upset a lot of the times with the things that she does. And I'm actually ready to read what's happening in 11 and 13 because I'm curious what's happening there. So I'll be on that soon, probably this weekend, so soon. But I've been working on also like a video project, so I'm doing, some script writing. Have you ever thought about that, screenplays or playwriting or anything different? That's not...
Not really, no. No, I'm
not
going
to bring Santiago to life on the screen.
Hey, if somebody wants to come along and, wants to do a movie, that's fine. It's like, go for it, people, come on. but I don't know about, actually writing the screenplay myself. I don't mind reading some plays here and there, but, I don't know about, I kind of know, how you do it and everything. It's just, I don't know if I actually want to sit down and do it, though.
You're right. Well, I tell you, though, it is surprising because one of the things, that has been, oh, my gosh, drilled into my head for the last 5 years since really been in the writing community, no info dumping at the beginning. And, you've got to really, every word, every sentence structure is just so important because you're building this world that, people are reading and every word counts. Where in script writing, it's basically the bare bones, To me, it almost seems like an outline, not really, but really.
Because
it's the actors that will bring it together.
Yeah, and the director, and all that.
Yeah,
the
director
be,
and the actor.
Yeah.
The actor. So
yeah, they're
going
to be the ones to set the tone and, stuff like that.
To do that. And I think that, was the most surprising thing for me, because I actually, when I showed, I had to show it to the director doing the video, and I was like, because I wasn't sure of the format, because I'm not a trained screenwriter, I'm just not, so I wasn't sure if I was doing it correctly or, whatever, and I showed it to them, him, and I thought I was going to get all this feedback, with beta readers, they'll tell you no, this, that, whatever. And he was like, it doesn't, it does. It's almost, that it's what the actor brings to the table. And you're like, what? Mm-hmm. there's got to be more to it than that, So it's been a different experience. But I'm happy to try it. It's something a little bit different. And, it puts me in the mind of, do you remember IED, right? We've had her on the show several times. She's a musician.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's a songwriter and a musician, but she wrote I guess you'd call it a musical, and I've been seeing that now she's, over the last couple of years it's just blown up because I believe in her local area they produce the musical and it's grown and it's won awards and. I believe she wrote a book, but it was, I can't explain it. It has the music in it. So I don't know if that's an audio book, or whatnot. And then, like I said, now the stage play, and now she's teaching drama workshops. But I just think it's so ironic that, songwriters, screenwriters, novelists, short story writers, they're all storytellers. And they're all storytellers, and so it's just.
Oh yeah.
I like the fact that I'm seeing so much overlap now. She was a musician, but she's coming into books, and because when I first came out here, that was my main thing. I never forget. I used to, it was a different after school program, and the kids said that musicians, those that like music, wouldn't like reading. And then, you know, they were talking about them amongst their group, and those that like reading wouldn't like books, I mean music. And so that was my whole goal in 2011, to negate that. Combining music, because I love both music and reading, and over the last couple of years, I've seen that division, mm-hmm. you know, settle down. You know what I mean? Everything's meshing now, so I think that was great. I just thought that was cool, and it's fun doing, you know, a different little way of storytelling. So, you know, I'm having a good time. And I do need someone to make Jamie's books into a movie, so I could see Santiago. So. I need to see Santiago.
I can just imagine like what changes you might demand be made though.
Oh, there would be a lot of changes. Oh, good gosh, don't ever let me, you know, be able to put input, send in reader input. Like, excuse me, you know. Because that is one thing I've heard authors say.
You have to cut this part.
You need to cut all of this. He is not in any danger or any problems,
yeah.
You know. He's perfectly fine and healthy and well. So, but that is
hopefully, something that
you just said that
I have no idea.
Of authors.
Like she could start speaking anytime now, though. And tell me what she's doing. She could start speaking and tell me what she's doing at any time now. The other characters are kind of taking over at the moment.
Well, she's giving me the cold shoulder because enough is enough, enough is just enough. You know? I'm pretty proud of her, actually. Holding her own. Guys, you, readers, I'm telling you, author's world is real. It's more real than what we call reality sometimes because it's in our head and we carry that world around
yeah.
everywhere we go. So, you know, but that is funny that you mentioned that about changes because I've heard many authors that I'm talking about with big time studios when they put on their, you know, their books are made into movies, they really don't have a lot of say in it. And so that's one of the downfalls of that. But, you know, the thing is, sometimes I like the movie. When I think of the books, I think of the movies, like with Twilight. I love that series, but I think it's the movies that's in my head versus the actual book. And that's a little bit scary. So I guess that's something to keep in mind. But anyway.
I'm waiting for one of my favorite author's books to actually get made into a movie.
Christopher Pike?
One of his actually did get made into a TV movie.
Yeah. I thought so.
Back in the 90s. And that was like it. And I'm like, come on, people.
Has any of your other favorites, have you ever liked a movie so much that you almost disregard the book? Has that ever happened? I'm sorry, writers. I know that's terrible because we go through so much with our books. Yeah.
I can't really think of any. Or I did. I mean, there are some where I've only seen the movie.
Right.
Yeah, like, I haven't really actually read any Stephen King, but I have seen several of the movies now.
Well, I've heard, and I don't know how much this is true, but that he may have said in interviews way back in the 90s or 80s or whatever, that many of his books, they don't translate well to movies. And, you know, if anyone's ever read Stephen King, I mean, the man is a genius. And the world he built is so intricate and so incredible and so complex and muddled. I mean, even though it's, you know, it's horror and it seems like, oh, it would be simple, you know, what the story is about. There's so much.
Mm-hmm.
His description and everything. It really would be hard to get that onto the screen, you know.
Yeah.
It is just hard. So, but, you know, I'm dedicated to all the movies and the books. But, yeah, Twilight, and I'm rereading the Twilight books now, but I'm thinking, gosh, no, that's not how it's supposed to be. Because, to be honest, a lot of the movie is so different than the books. So I'm like, no.
Oh, yeah, it pretty much
no.
is. you know, for the most part, yeah.
Cause it's, like, weird, and I don't...
Yeah. And it's partially not their fault in some ways, because, I mean, there are some things where... I mean, you got a book that's, like, hundreds of pages.
Right.
And you got to try and fit it into the movie format. It's like, yeah, a lot of... There are going to have to be a lot of things that are going to have to get cut.
Right. And thank God they're going back to two-hour movies. Oh, my goodness. I mean, because remember they were shortening it to like an hour and a half or something weird like that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, you know. But anyhow, and as far as Harry Potter, I have no idea. I've never read the books, so I've only seen the movies. So I wouldn't know how they translate.
Yeah, neither have I. Yeah.
But anyway, but I just thought that was so ironic, you know, that I'm actually liking the movies better than the books, and that's not cool because I know what it takes to write these books, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It takes a lot. So, but anyway. But, yes, Jamie, if your books, you know, when they go to that big screen or they're, you know, I hear they're in production, oh, my goodness. I'm like, I'm going to have to start. I'm going to have to write.
Michelle Wolfman.
Okay. I am going to have to write to the drum. I'm like, okay, this needs to be changed because she's thinking straight. You're going to have a band on me. You're like, this woman cannot come on set. Don't let her on. You're going to bar me from the set.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, no, Santiago wouldn't do that. But anyway.
Oh, my God. She would give me so much trouble, you guys. Like, seriously, she would give me in so much trouble. It would not even be funny. People would be, like, blacklisting me. No, 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 can't work with her. Some crazy woman will come at you.
This is so true. Oh, my goodness. They're like, no, just leave her alone. Don't touch the book. Do not touch Santiago because this crazy woman, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's amusing me. I think you're liking Santiago better than the guy from the Stains book.
Well, oh, it's a toss-up. It's a toss-up. You know, it really is, but I do like Santiago. I love his personality, how he is with Courtney, and I just like him. He's got that strength, and I just like him. He's good people, you know. But
yeah.
See, she's laughing because she knows she's done something. She's done something, guys, and I'll find out what it is. And
she will in a couple more chapters.
But anyway, I'm excited now, so to see what's happening.
She said
so
that now.
Someone's out there. So I need somebody to make this into a movie. We need someone to make this into a movie. It's all about me. Anyway.
There you go.
Oh,
well,
my
God. I'll see what I can do. Well, I'll see what I can do if that ever happens about letting you cast some of the characters.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I would be so excited. Oh, my goodness. I'm over here, like, giddy now. Woo! Anyway.
She's probably, like, going through a ton of, like, actors and actresses in her head right now.
Yeah, already, people.
Who's worthy of playing my Santiago?
It's all about Santiago. And now the listeners are going, okay, we got to check out Santiago. Yeah, so. Yes, you do. But
oh my gosh.
Jamie's having fun.
See, this is
with
what
writing
happens,
it.
Guys, and you get a couple of writers together that have been like, you're busy with different things. Like, I was just doing an editing project, and then I'm trying to get like my second Stains book ready to put back up on Amazon, and I'm trying to get a couple more chapters in before I send Michelle more, so I'm like kind of ahead of the game a little bit, so I'm not like leaving her hanging for like weeks or months on a cliffhanger. And, you know, like all that. So it's like, I'm doing all that. She's doing all her, like, you know, webisode stuff and everything. So we're like, we're kind of like giddy right now. And
yes.
Yeah, that's
we're
what
a little
happens.
Loopy.
So when you get a couple of like giddy you know, over tired writers together, you have problems.
And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. That's right. We're fans too.
Lesson for the kiddies. Just say no to the writing.
Just say no. But this is what writers talk about, guys, you know, because we are fans of, you know, we have our favorite series. Yes,
yeah.
We have our favorite things, and we are really, really dedicated to them. So, anywho.
All right, well,
anyway.
Anyway, thank you, guys, everybody who's been out there listening and, you know, enjoying the show and, you know, checking us on Facebook and everything. If you want to keep up with any other shows, we're Indie Review Behind the Scenes Internet Radio on Facebook. So check us out and check out Dawn Sullivan on Amazon. You know, check out some of her books. She's got a new one coming. And, you know, we'll see you all next time. Thank you, Michelle.
Anytime. And I will be sending you my thoughts, guys, and I'll be expecting the next portion. One time Jamie was very stingy. She sent me one, and I literally messaged her and said, excuse me, I don't want to get three. I am so demanding. I'm like, no, what is this craziness? But anyway, all right, guys, I had a great time with you, Jamie. And, guys, make sure to join us on Saturday. We're speaking with Paula Roscoe. She is coming. She's calling all the way from the UK, you know, England, so we're really excited about chatting with her, about her new stuff. All right, Jamie.
So take care, guys. See you next time, and have a great night.
All right. Bye, guys.